The end of audition day for the 2013 Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders will leave 52 ladies left competing for one of the coveted 35 spots on the team roster. But there will be more who stick around as part of the team training program.
It's been over 5 years now that I felt like we were getting to the audition process, and numbers 36, 37, 38 were such great women. They totally should and could be a part of our team. We just didn't have room for them. Or the reason why they were 35, 36, 37 were smaller things. They had everything going for them, but this one area needed to improve, or this one area needed to be tweaked. And a lot of times what would happen is I would see those girls go away, come back the next year, and they'd fall about in the same place. And it was because they were either not training or not getting the right training, perhaps, if they were seeking out outside consulting or classes or workshops or whatever to prepare for auditions. And I thought, we should prepare them, because they're our future. So it's been a wonderful thing. And I also think it's been exciting to see that other NFL teams around the league have now emulated it and have come to us and said, wow, this is awesome. How do we do this? What do we need to do? So a lot of the teams around the NFL now are doing training programs for their teams too.
The program has brought plenty of successful women to the team roster over the years. And one training program alum hoping to continue that trend is Kelsey, who has spent the last 3 years on the program improving her skills and growing as a dancer. When she isn't dancing, you can usually find her at St. Catharines University in Minneapolis studying sonography.
I'll have you take a deep breath, hold it. If you need to let out, go ahead.
Okay.
I've always wanted to help people, and that this is part of the healthcare setting, and really originally why I wanted to do it was because you're taking care of someone, you're helping someone. You're basically, you know, helping people who are in need, and that was the main thing. But as I've gotten more in depth to this program, it's not, you know, you're not really dealing with, you know, the care for people as much as you're taking people who are in need and you're trying to find a cure for them, or you're trying to find what's wrong with them. I think that's been a big learning factor for me going through this program. But so the biggest thing that I originally wanted to do was helping out people, but in the end, I think just helping people get better, helping people, find the cure for all these diseases or problems that they have.
A day in the classroom learning about the body is a sharp contrast from her time in the MVC training program, but both share a similar characteristic with Kelsey, a work ethic and drive to succeed with anything she does.
She's been keeping with it year after year after year and coming back again for another try. So I'm really excited to see what she can do. I know she's been working very hard on her fitness, her dance ability, her MVC style, her glamour, everything that all kind of compiles into it. And it's been so amazing to see her grow over the years.
It would mean the world to me to make the team. I've fought for it for so long, and words don't even explain it for me, really. I've grown so fond of the whole Minnesota Vikings organization, and I just truly think it would be a blessing to make the team this year.
Her 3 years on the training program looks to be paying off on audition day, as she has come back with a renewed confidence and drive to finally get over the hump and become a Vikings cheerleader. But will it be enough for the judges to send her along to training camp and final auditions?
And now all these other girls walked in the door, and it's just made it even that much harder.
Coming up, see the tough decisions the judges have to make, and whose dreams are continued and whose are derailed.